we'll play anybody. A lot of coaches say that. You know, we offered to play Texas twice in Austin and then return it here at the Toyota Center. Instead, they thought the Rice game was more interesting. So we'll play anybody. You know, we'll challenge anybody. We're trying to play North Carolina, UCLA, UConn, as well as the Arizonas. We'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere. And I've always been that way, and I'll continue to be that way. But quite frankly, there are a lot of schools and programs that are afraid to play us.
Do you think Texas will ever play you as long as you're coaching here?
Probably not. And I think there's a couple of reasons. One is they know we might beat them, and it would hurt their stature. And the other one is, you know, quite frankly, we've got a great program, and they don't want to be compared to us. You look at the tradition here, five Final Fours, and Texas has only been to one. I mean, you can call 1947 or whenever it was a Final Four, but there are only eight teams in the tournament. This is a big-time basketball program, and we're just reviving it. I went to Texas to build a program that never existed, and I'm very proud of what I did there, but their scheduling philosophy is nowhere near what it was when I was there.
So, Tom, why do you think they'll also think the Rice game would be more interesting?
Well, they probably look at it as an easy win and a way to get into Houston and show off their program. We played, when I was the coach of Texas, we played LSU with Shaquille O'Neal and Jackson and Stanley Roberts at the summit, as an example. That's how we showcased our program. And, you know, we've challenged them, we've written them, we've telephoned them, we've tried all kinds of tricks to get them to play, but we'll just have to wait for March and get them when it really counts.
Cool, have you ever thought about making a personal call to loss yourself?
Oh, I have. many calls and many letters.
Did it get past hello?
But, you know, in all honesty, and I'm saying this in all sincerity, if I didn't have that opportunity to turn around that program, which was very sorry when I took it over, I wouldn't be here in Houston. So I thank the loss. Every morning I wake up, and every time I walk into Hofheim and see those banners see the checkered towel, I thank the loss every day.
Many coaches would say you are crazy for not being being unabashed about saying what your expectations are. What do you think about that, Tom? A lot of guys would be more interested in poor mouth than to say what you said.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the way I was raised or the way I've always been. I mean, I haven't changed. I've always believed in telling it like it is. I don't believe in coach speak. I don't believe that garbage. I think it's talking down to the media. I think it's insulting to the media and the fans when you don't tell it like it is. And my expectations for this team are very high this year, and I'll be extremely disappointed if we don't get to the NCAA tournament.